Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This time of year,
exactly,
it's fine.
And I know come January that can be off in 2 weeks. Granted, I don't know what then the actual starting number will be. It might be a lot more, but you know.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you finally said fuck it, it's Christmas,
woohoo!
Even though you've been acting this way since October, Victoria, this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I'm taking that really personally.
Yeah, and you should do.
Okay, that's fine.
And you should do. Producer Paul is also here, and he's still got a microphone.
Hi.
Let's get our first update from Victoria.
I'm not on any sort of plan. I'm not even going to pretend that I have been at all. Like, the last month or so has just been a total write-off, and I have been very lucky to have maintained for a lot of that. I don't think I'm going to be so lucky now, and that is absolutely fine. I am 100% in Christmas mode, and that is cool. I am really happy with that decision. I think after last week's episode, I had a few days where I was beating myself up a little bit about it and thinking, oh, you know, one final push towards the end of the year. And I just think, why? Like, who for? Who am I doing this for? Like, I am fine. I am happy with how I have done this year. I'm happy in my life at the moment. It has been a crazy year having a child and then having the added pressure of how you look on top of it. It's just crazy. So I am checking out. I am done. I am done with this year.
I don't care what happens
on the scales. I will start again in January. I'm going to enjoy this Christmas period, love every single second of it, and not feel bad about it either.
Oh, what a breath of fresh air. Well, firstly, no shaming again. We'll find out. That is amazing.
Yeah, do you know what? I felt so much better after just saying that out loud. I just thought all the pressure that I've just put on myself, and it's just on myself, to be a certain weight for Christmas, look a certain way for Christmas. And I just think, why? Like, who am I doing this for? Like, I have done really well this year, and I know we'll talk about it on the last episode of the year, but I feel like I've just made peace with just everything at the moment. I just think, yeah, do you know what? Fuck it, it's Christmas.
Yeah, what's nice about that is we all act that way. We just don't say it out loud.
I think it's definitely one of those weeks. If I was still going to Fat Club, Yacht Club, whatever you want to call it, the cult, my personal favourite, I wouldn't have gone. I would not have gone. Yeah. I would have just, you know, not thrown a sickie, just not turned up.
Numbers are going down.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sure,
for sure
they are. I'm
Numbers
sure they are.
Numbers are going down.
But because of producer Paul and this stupid bloody podcast, I had to step on some scales. So, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I know it's very much the friends, I'm fine. But
yeah,
I know I generally am fine
with it. And you're 100% in. So what have you been having this week?
Well, it was boyfriend's birthday yesterday. So we started off with a McDonald's breakfast. Mm-hmm. Lovely. And then I bought a massive chocolate cake, which is way too much for two people, but obviously we will slowly make our way through that.
And also, you never know with portion sizes. You,
you don't really know. We've had a takeaway at some point, I'm sure we did, and then I had a Gusto box that came, but I try to get Ethan to eat new things now. So although they're
suitable for all the family. They're not necessarily calorie controlled ones.
No.
So again, they were probably quite high in calories, but lovely nonetheless. So yeah, I've just taken that pressure off myself, that sort of guilt that we put on ourselves, that we don't need to put on ourselves, especially this time of year. And yeah, I just feel free.
In fairness, on the scales. In group yesterday, they had, they gave three scenarios for Christmas.
Okay.
And one was, fuck it, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
The other was, I'm going to try some days when I can, and then I'm going to go, fuck it, it's Christmas on party days and things like that. And then the other was the person who sticks to plan 100% or just comes off for Christmas.
And they're all fine. And they are all completely fine, however you want to live your life.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm very much in that Christmas period now. And I think having Ethan just turning one, you know, looking at Christmas all through his eyes as well, it's just exciting. It's just a nice time of year. And I just don't want to be hung up on how I look.
You look good.
Thank you.
I think you look really well.
I mean, I can tell that I've put weight on. I mean, things are getting a bit tight again.
It doesn't look like you have. And I think you just look well.
Thank you. Well, you look well.
Oh, you look well.
You look well.
Sorry, we're not allowed to say that, are we? She looks ever so well, guys. Ever so well. No, you
Thanks.
Do. You look happy and...
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm fine. So I did step on the scales, though, because obviously this is part of the podcast.
Okay, yes.
And we've got an important spreadsheet needs
and
to fill
in. Yes, unfortunately so. So I haven't maintained again.
Good.
But I
Sorry,
I've not lost weight either, obviously, but I have only gained a pound.
Ooh.
So again, I'm fine with that. So I think it's like 6 or 7 pounds that I've put on. But that's fine.
It's absolutely.
I know.
At this time of year.
Exactly.
It's fine.
And I know come January, that can be off in 2 weeks.
Fucking
hell. I mean, granted, I don't know what then the actual starting number will be. It might be a lot more, but, you know. But I know that it does. It comes off. It does come off.
It
will come off eventually.
It does. Victoria pulls a Victoria, which basically means I'm going to eat and drink and I'm still going to actually maintain
lots of Bailey's hot chocolates as well, obviously.
Have you had those?
Yeah, seasonal.
And only put a fucking pound on.
No, we've had quite a few of them, actually, because it snowed over the weekend, didn't it?
So yeah.
It's like, ooh, cosy, stay indoors, Bailey's hot chocolate while eating.
Yeah,
sleeps.
I got some salted caramel vodka liqueur.
Lovely.
Hotel Chocolat.
Oh, you got one.
Producer Paul was part of that lovely little syndicate. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely smooth.
Oh,
as.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
On the rocks or?
I'll just add it neat.
So not even cold. Great. Off the shelf.
Swig it out of the bottle.
Nice.
Well done, darling.
Thank
well
you.
Well done.
Yes.
Victoria, on your results. I wonder if you might want to take a leaf out of American football's book.
Why?
So I don't imagine you're a fan of it, but in American football, if you're running with the ball and the defenders tackle you and push you backwards, the furthest point forward is the point where we go, right, that's as far as you got. And it, because they pushed you 6-7 yards back, doesn't count.
Right.
So if we work that with your... You currently have lost 25 pounds this year.
That's fine.
But that's not your peak of the year, is it? So if we were going by those rules, we could say in 2023, you lost 32 pounds.
Sure, that's a
because what you've been pushed back, that's not part of the rules here at the NFL.
Why are you being fucking nice all of a sudden?
No, I'm just saying that's how I was
you
just trying
You could have saved this for next week's episode. That would have been a nice bit of content. But sure, we'll talk about it now. That's fine.
I don't know if I want to talk about it knowing my results.
Shit, I got into the 30s.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
But you're
it's
still,
fine.
Honestly, if
it's fine.
25 pounds in a year.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is crazy good.
Thank God for not having dairy and breastfeeding.
Yes. Well done
me.
For all
well
of
done
that.
Me.
Right, we've got an excuse of the week again. Natalie Deal says, my excuse of the week is going to be based around the self-catering accommodation that I am in. I got here on Monday and there were no sharp knives, no wooden spoons, no tin openers. So most of the items I bought for an on-plan spag bowl could not be used. What's a girl to do?
It makes
Correct.
Me wonder what had happened, like what the past guests had done with those things.
I don't think people really do cook at self-catering places, do they? They just go out for dinner.
Well, it depends how long you're there for, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Cost of living crisis, Joe.
Maybe, but however... Get to Macca's during a crisis. Approved. Keep all your excuses coming in. You could be featured in a future episode. We've got more for you than this episode as well. As you know, you can treat yourself to Extra Portions and sign up to our Patreon page. Last week on Extra Portions, we gave you some essential Christmas advice. Ruth says, last night I did try Bailey's with a mini milk dunker. It weirdly works very well.
I am well into
me
this.
Me too.
Yeah, beautiful.
So you just get your mini milk and...
just dunk into Baileys.
Shove it into Baileys. Really good.
I don't
good.
Know if I've... I mean, I'm sure I did
mention Paul's face.
It.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, I don't really approve of this stuff, but a mini milk is delicious.
Yeah.
And adding alcohol to it.
I remember when I first met my boyfriend, and I must have mentioned it on the podcast, but we made Oreos ice cream Baileys like smoothies, but they were like cocktails.
It
was,
oh.
Yes, it was like basically like a whole pack of
Oreos. Half, ice cream.
Yeah, vanilla ice cream.
Vodka. And then
no, it was Bailey's, I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah. And it was like a thick alcoholic milkshake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I could drink one of them right now.
You only get advice like this by signing up to our Patreon page. There's over 170 bonus episodes on there. The chance of winning £100 each month and random giveaways too. Last week, Daisy Whitford won the £100 and she messaged us straight away. I love this so much. Daisy says, I cannot believe I've won the £100 raffle. Thank you. I never win anything. I promise it will all be spent on junk food next week because I'm off to Centre Parks with my husband and two children. We found out last week after sadly having a miscarriage in April this year that we will be expecting twins next May. They are my least supportive diet partners right now because I've managed to eat nothing but chicken dippers for breakfast, chicken dippers for lunch, chicken dippers for dinner over the last 13 weeks. And now I'll definitely not make target weight this year. So 2024, guess what? Is Daisy's year.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that.
That's
one of my favourite messages we've ever had, I think.
Well done, Daisy. £100 to Daisy. And the December draw is happening next week as well. So good time to become a member. £3 a month and you get weight loss certificates from us. Two, Lisa Angus has got one. 2.5 stone awards. A ripple of applause, if we will. Well done, Katie Priest, Fiona Simpson and Melissa Peacock as well on your half stone awards.
Great.
Well
Especially
done.
Especially this time of year.
Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. And a reminder too, we've now got two episodes a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays on this feed.
In fact, on our fun size episode for next week, the one that's on Tuesday, I have got a rival for moms.
The mom's diet, make one meal soup.
Yep.
There's no rival, darling.
There is.
That's number one in
the
charts.
You're going
to have to listen. Oh, God. Okay, already dreading Tuesday's episode. Before we move on to the update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us about Christmas parties and Christmas food.
Dina Smith says, I have our Slimming World Christmas party this evening. It's not our group Xmas party if we don't have at least 3 Costco cakes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I think the really big cakes.
Yeah, I think
like
catering size cakes, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Slimmy World Party, great.
Yeah, yeah.
I got pissed last year and dislocated my knee.
Oh no, Dina.
And still managed to lose £3 the week after, probably from the lack of back and forth to the kitchen.
If you can't get to the kitchen for snacks, that is a good diet.
Well, we'll see how that's gone for you.
Okay, we will do. Laura Kirsty says, a few years ago, we went into town for a posh meal and dancing. My work bestie and I had pre-drinks. We were absolutely slaughtered by the time we left her house. I couldn't see to cut my dinner up.
My God.
Oh, bad. My friend was giving relationship advice in the toilet and she got dragged onto the dance floor by someone dressed as Freddie Mercury holding a Hoover. As she was dragged, she dragged me with her. But there had been a spillage on the dance floor. She slipped, I slipped, and I landed on top of her with my dress around my head. All our colleagues watched this.
Yeah.
God.
Well done, Christmas party.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have them anymore. Rachel Pickle says, my daughter and I ended up out celebrating Christmas. She won a bottle of vodka in a competition in the pub before the party.
Okay.
Then said to me, Mum, you know, if we nip to Tesco for some diet tonic, we can totally smash this party for free.
Nice.
Vodka and tonic. They didn't have Slimline tonic, so that's the reason that we both put on weight that week.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It is. But you've got to be careful. We have this a lot. There are some Slimline tonics, Slimming Worlders, that are not sin-free.
Why?
I don't know, but there are some that are sin-free and some that are not. You've got to be careful on the brand, guys, or do take your own.
I don't like tonic. It's too bitter for me.
Oh, do you not like it?
No, I have it with lemonade if I have gin.
Do you?
Obviously, and a fruit shoot.
Obviously a diet Sprite, you mean?
Obviously.
Obviously, thank you.
I imagine you only have a dash of the mixer anyway, isn't it? 98%. vodka for you.
Unless it's you when you're trying to sabotage me with full fat.
Oh, my God.
Still not over it.
Timothy Allen says, I'm steaming my Christmas pudding today. 8 hours in the ninja foodie.
Wow.
So I've treated myself to some mince pies with Rodder's brandy clotted cream. Ooh. I cannot remember seeing this before, and it's to die for. So least supportive diet partner is Rodder's for making something so heavenly.
That sounds heavenly.
I think I've had Rodder's clotted cream before.
Right.
Without the brandy. Mm. Did not know that there was that option.
Sure, we're all in agreement that Christmas pudding is like a 4 out of 10, but the brandy sauce makes it worth having.
100%. Mm. I agree. It's all about the cream. It's all about the additions.
Yeah.
And yes to all. Yes to all.
Kim Davidson says, Joe, I'm with you on bread sauce being the best part of Christmas. Mm. Oh, yeah, I remember when you said that. No one else in my family even really likes it, but I could literally just eat it out of the pan on its own. Christmas and New Year's Day tea every year has to be a thick white bread buttered with bread sauce.
Yep.
Chicken sandwich yep. with flattened stuffing balls and onion yep. ring crisps.
Yes, all of it.
Heaven, I'm a classy bird. That does sound really nice.
It is. So you get your bread sauce on it,
with chicken.
Sometimes I put some roast spuds in.
Oh, Joe.
Bit of bacon. Pigs in bacon
as well.
Shove it all in, guys, and you've got the greatest day
basically
of your life.
A Christmas dinner in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And if my mum's listening right now, because we're at Mum's for Christmas and she does listen to this podcast, don't skimp on the bread sauce, because there's a lot of our family members who go, oh, I'm not bothered about bread sauce. So mum gets a little one, or she makes a bit, and then I want it all on my plate, and then I want more for after.
Here's an idea.
And it's gone. It's gone.
Why don't you take your own bread sauce? It's just yours.
Well, let's think about that again. Let's think about that some other time. I need double bread sauce, mum. Finally, on Christmas food, let's hear from Liam Bastable, who has a huge confession to make.
Has anyone else got the fuck it, it's Christmas draw? Two lots of pigs in blankets crisps, M&S cookies, digestives, extra ones to go with cheese and biscuits, obviously, for Christmas. Two bags of assorted biscuits.
Oh, God.
Some maple-flavoured peanuts, fudge and raisins, Cadbury's misshapes, Galaxy selection box.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And two more boxes of mince pies. I've definitely fucked it this year.
And that is just one draw.
Wow.
One secret draw.
I love Liam. He's so funny.
One secret draw that he hid from his girlfriend.
Yeah, but then he forgot that his girlfriend then actually followed us on socials, and then she ratted him out. Well, we ratted him out, and then, yeah.
Never mind, Liam. Merry Christmas.
Very ASMR, that clip there.
Wasn't it quite nice? Are you hungry now?
No, I am, yes.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. You just need to get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. There's tons of chat between you, our lovely listeners, and us too.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, let's get another update. It's me.
I have had mince pies. So it's December now. It's double cream December. It has happened. But the one change this year is that I had mince pie with double cream as a meal. I had it for lunch. Didn't have anything else. Didn't want anything else. So that's a change. I've also gone head first into a box of lint balls that my brother bought me. Double chock. I don't know how that works, because every lint ball is actual chock. So why is it double chock? And of course, it was my birthday. So we have had 3/4 of a birthday cake in the last 2 days in this house. Between 3 of us, I'm not an animal. After my birthday weekend, I did have to lay down on the sofa just to stretch. I also did have a Chinese. It's tradition. I have birthday Chinese every year. So we had Chinese on Saturday. And on this week's podcast, I am going to tell you the slimming advice that is on the wall of my local Chinese takeaway.
Oh, my God. Oh, lovely.
I mean, I'm not really sure how, you know, that's going to help us in a Chinese takeaway.
I'm going to tell you this now. I don't think it's going to help us for the rest of this year.
Right.
But for 2024, this is what the notice says on the wall of a Chinese in the Do No Food. And it's all about plums.
Oh, which kind?
No. Because I guess duck in plum sauce.
Yeah, hoisin is plum sauce,
well,
isn't it?
Okay, fine.
Plum. I believe so, yeah.
Here's what plums are good for, this notice says. They're good for detoxing. They're good for immunity because they help cleanse the gut. They are enzyme fruits, which is very good for our health. And then right on the bottom line, plums help slimming.
Oh.
And okay. That is a notice on the wall of my Chinese takeaway.
That's quite a strange thing to have in a Chinese takeaway.
It is, but what it says to me is keep eating, guys, because it's good for you.
But if you're draping that sauce on half a duck, fattiest of all the animals, absolutely delicious.
They've not mentioned the duck. They've only mentioned plums. Going ahead, 2024, year of plums. Any form, plum sauce, hoisin sauce,
going to our Chinese and just saying, can I have some plums?
Yes. Anything with plums in. It's detoxing. It's good for you. It's slimming. Boom.
Did you read that inspirational message as you were eating a bag full of prawn crackers?
I did have prawn crackers in my hand at the time. And then I kept reading just in case there were any prawn messages. Mm-hmm. Absolutely none. Only plums are slimming.
You went for boiled rice, yeah?
No.
Not fried rice.
No, egg fried rice.
Oh, interesting. You didn't order chips or anything, did you, while you there?
Yeah, we had chips as a side.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Unfortunately, read it too late. I hadn't ordered anything in plum sauce, sadly. But what I'm saying is for next time, get your plum option, guys, because they have confirmed it's slimming.
So a few weeks ago, we mentioned that you weren't having an advent calendar. Mm-hmm. But we seem to have kind of had a lot of mince pies, a lot of lint balls and all of that. That kind of goes against what you said with the advent calendar.
Lint balls all gone. One box. Full box. And then my friend got me a Prosecco and salted caramel chocolate set.
Lovely.
For my birthday. We ate all of those chocolates yesterday. To the point where my boyfriend said, oh, don't give me another one. I'm going to be sick. I was like, whatever.
Was this after Christmas? After weighing or before?
This was after.
Okay.
This is when we were watching the new Squid Games reality show. And I do like to munch. And so, we finished those chocolates off. So, in actual fact, I've had more chocolates this year than I would have done.
You've had more chocolates in the last week than what you've had all year.
Yes, essentially, yeah.
Amazing.
And if I'd have got an advent calendar, I would have stuck to one a day.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, I've had 2 boxes of chocolates. And God knows what date it is today. 5th of December as we record this. So, really well done, me.
And mince pie as a meal, beautiful.
Mince pie as a meal, which I feel like is good because you're not having any more calories for that meal, are you? You're just having your mince pie, your double
cream. It's
probably
a lot of calories. It's probably more calories in that than what you would have done having a lunch, though.
Super noodles was on my mind at the time. So, I changed that for a mince pie and double cream.
Okay.
And tonight when I get home, because I've got to finish the birthday cake off, otherwise it's going to go stale.
Obviously.
I will be having that with double cream on, cake.
What I'm getting here, Jo,
a lot of double cream.
It's a little bit of fuck it, it's Christmas.
Yeah, a little bit. I would say I am 65% if you want a percentage from me. I think I'm 65%, fuck it, it's Christmas. There will be some meals that I will be trying to be good.
Okay, so you're, when your slimming consultant said there's three options, you're the second option.
Okay. I'm the medium option.
That's all right.
Some meals I'll try.
Okay, so how did you get on?
I put on.
Okay.
Of course. What did I put on last week? £2?
I don't know, Paul will get the table.
I think it was £2 I put on last week.
He loves a number.
Which was...
yes, you did.
Upsetting okay. for everybody. Very, very much a surprise. I put on £1.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought so, because I did use birthday as an excuse.
Yeah, but that's fine.
And the greatest thing is, because I'm double shifting this week...
Oh, you've not mentioned it yet?
Not mentioned it. Very much the grafter backbone of the company.
Sure.
Because I'm double shifting, I get there to, went back to my normal group, but I got there after the scales had shut down.
Oh, okay.
Which is good, because they just weigh me after group and no one knows.
Sure.
So I didn't have to confess to everybody in group. They were all putting
weight on.
Yeah,
but it's your birthday. No one's going to judge you for that.
Yeah, true, yeah. But it was nice to just do it anonymously. just scuttle out the back door afterwards. So, yeah, it was all very nice. So, yeah, £1 on, I didn't think was too bad this
time
of year.
That's fine. How many more weigh-ins have you got at group then? Till Christmas?
Is it just three, I think.
See, once we finish recording the podcast for this year, I'm not stepping on the scales. I'm going to just throw them away.
Well, it's last episode next Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. Like one weigh-in.
So you've got one more weigh-in.
Yeah.
Fucking hate you for that. One, two, yeah, three. Because we're weighing Christmas Eve.
You are going to do
that. You're going to weigh on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas Eve morning, the Sunday.
You are crazy.
Well, you know, you're either committed to this or you're not.
I'm not really sure you're committed, Jo. Mince pie for pudding. Where's that in the diet plan?
She did say to me, because I bought a countdown at Slimming World, if you buy a 12-week countdown, for example, you actually get 2 weeks free. And she said, do you want any weeks off at Christmas? Like, you can book a holiday. And I was like, no, I'll come. I'm not bothered.
You will be the only one there.
Fucking New Year's Eve, I'm going as well.
Oh, what?
New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. I was like, don't you worry, I'll be there.
You will be the only one there.
I'll be there with bells on. I've committed. You know what I'm like? Oh. I'm a bit extra. I get that. Anyway, pound on. I'll take
That's
it.
Fine.
Merry
That's
Christmas. Right. Now, let's focus on non-scale victories. Paul, sticker.
Oh, yeah. Mm? Where's our sticker? Come on.
What? Where's all the credit I'm getting for making the 5, 6, 7, and 8 stone certificates, weight loss certificates?
I mean, they did look nice.
They're really good.
God,
that's the best I can do.
Yeah. Begrudging.
It did pain me, but, you know, it's Christmas. I'll be a bit nicer.
The thing is, like, you say to Paul when he gets these weight loss certificates, he designs them. I don't know what he does, copies and pastes. I don't know how it works.
All made fresh.
He designs them, and then we go, oh, yeah, they're nice. That ain't good enough.
No.
Us saying, oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, but your tone matters.
I think, actually...
And you're like, yeah.
Actually, didn't he say, oh, can you save it and say it when we're recording?
Yeah.
They were his exact words.
And we said they were nice, and he wanted it on tape. And he'll montage it himself and play it back to himself.
Yeah. I've said it twice now. That's enough.
Yeah.
I think it's important that the listeners hear you being nice to me, because there's, you're really quite harsh.
You have just hogged a mic, hogged a chair, sat yourself down, and we can't get rid of you anymore.
I'm seeing a lot of sympathetic messages for me on our social.
Point them out.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
I ain't got my hands on them right now.
Non-spring to mind. Right, we still have that non-scale victory sticker.
Yes, please.
That we can give you when you have a non-scale victory. It has not happened yet, so sorry to Laura Gray, who does have an NSV. Laura says, today I decided I would start to have a look through all the old bags of clothes that don't fit me. Hands in the air if you've got one of those. Yes, we all have. One of my little goals was to fit into a pair of dungarees that I've not worn in about 5 years. I am so happy to get them on.
Amazing.
They are tight, but they are on. Only a matter of time till they fit comfortably.
That's so good.
Yeah, that is good.
Well, I'm already in my leggings. The jeans are off, the leggings are on.
Yeah. That's the other way, darling.
Oh, shit. Yes.
That's the other way. Look, no shaming Fine. Again.
No
you look
shaming
great.
Again. Thank you.
But that is the other way. Just wanted to put it into context
okay, no,
for
that's
you.
Fine, yeah.
It's fine. Right, before your final messages, we need to find out how producer Paul has done this week, diet wise. Paul.
Okay, well, it's not entirely my fault this week.
Oh, here we go. I'm here for this.
I'm so here for this.
It's my son's birthday today as this podcast goes live. And this past weekend was week two of his parties.
Lovely.
With my family coming round to our house. My wife's cooked pulled pork.
Oh.
And she's done gluten-free cobs.
Yes. So
I can eat them on, which I had lunch and dinner.
Oh.
She also made gluten-free sausage rolls. Now, sausage rolls are very high on the list of things that I miss that I can't okay. eat being a celiac. So I demolished those.
How many?
They were quite small. I was probably about six,
six?
I would say.
Fucking hell.
This is pre-lunch as well because I didn't want my family eating them.
That, oh, she didn't.
When I mentioned the pulled pork, I ate all the crackling again before my family arrived because
yeah,
I didn't want to share that
nice.
Bit.
No shame in a game, Paul.
I can't imagine that's particularly bad, though. She also did potato skins, which she herself admitted she'd grated too much cheese, so that we're like 60%
there's no such thing.
Cheese. They were delicious. I was eating those over a span of, I would say, about 8 hours.
There's a lot of phage in this. I'm
there
very,
really
very impressed.
Is. Delicious. This is a Victoria special.
Yeah. Cornflake tart she made.
Ooh.
It's one of my favourites.
Nice.
Gluten-free base. You don't
Do you know
gluten.
What? She is bloody good to
she
you.
She really is.
Gluten-free cookies. So I ate them.
God, it wasn't
did,
your
did
birthday.
Did your son have any of this stuff? Did your son have any of this stuff?
I wasn't really paying him that much attention. And of course, it was a Saturday, so I had to have toasted marshmallows.
Of course.
Well, that's an everyday occurrence, not just a Saturday.
It is true.
Do you know what's going to happen here?
No, don't say it.
He's a man, isn't he?
No, he hasn't.
So it's all, he's going to coast this.
Come on, keep going. There's more I can tell.
No, all I was going to say on the marshmallows is that we have discovered the giant marshmallows. You know, you can get giant marshmallows,
yes.
But I think when marshmallows are big, they're not as good.
Mm.
They're like flumps, which are, I call them fake marshmallows.
Yeah, yeah.
But we found proper marshmallows that are giant.
Okay.
And so now I'm eating the same number as before, but they're three times the size.
Oh, God.
Before, especially after last week when you told me they're not too bad calorie-wise.
They are now.
So I'm like, fuck it, let's just go.
Fuck it, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul.
So after all that, I stepped on the scales and have had a rather large 1 pound.
Oh, God! We've all gained a pound.
Yeah, we have. But I've eaten a lot less than you two fuckers.
I don't know,
I
Jo.
Have.
Chinese takeaway.
Sure.
Birthday
but
cake.
Remember,
two boxes of chocolates.
Yeah. I mean, I forget.
In fact, I think I'm the one that's eaten less out of both of you.
Well, he's had a gain, so we can...
Not,
no shame in a gain.
Yeah,
we
not,
rejoice.
It's not a substantial
I know.
Amount,
it's
it?
You know when you've eaten all that, Paul, and you only put a pound on?
Yeah.
Does it make you go, what the fuck was I eating when I put that £6 on that time?
It blows my mind.
Because he's going to say about the scales being wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Technical glitch.
So how much have you lost now, then?
Well, I've since we've started doing this,
yeah.
I've gained 2 pounds.
Lovely.
So Joe and Beautiful. I, we are still battling out for last position on the podcast.
Right.
You've gained 4 pounds this year, Joe. Mm. I've gained 2 pounds. So we've got my son's... third birthday weekend coming
Basically
up this
yours,
weekend.
Really.
Yeah, yeah. Although we are going to Laser Quest, so there's a lot of body magic going on there for you guys.
Body magic? Don't even go to group. Body magic? You don't even go. What are you using the lingo for?
I know all the lingo, mate.
Oh, you're part of the cult, secretly.
He loves it. He's part of Slimming World, and we all know it. I'm going to buy him some marshmallows this week.
I tell you what, this talking of a Laser Quest party, it's actually down the road from the pub I used to work in when I was like 18, 19. And all the lads who worked there used to drink in our pub. And we used to have a lock-in in the pub with the lads from Laser Quest, then drunk, go to Laser Quest and play Laser Quest pissed up.
Great days.
I can still see my best mate getting knocked over by one of the doormen from the pub. And because he was drunk and you have that pack on your chest, he was like a turtle. He couldn't get up. To help him up.
Really great days. Look forward to that sort of thing happening at your son's party.
Yeah.
Let's see what else you have been up to this week. There's been an influx of stories about husbands or partners, so do brace yourself.
Oh, excited already. Amy Perkins says, my husband and I are watching the Bake Off final. The technical challenge is a lardy cake. I say, oh, I love a lardy cake. My husband replies, clearly.
Oh!
I'm currently getting my body magic in by burying him under the patio. There's some things you just don't
correct
say.
Response.
The thing is, when she serves one up to you like that, it's like you can't not take it. Lardy cake, it's right there.
I don't know what a lardy cake is.
No, I don't know. But if you say it to me, then you've got to knock it back over the net, haven't you?
I agree. Sorry, Amy. We were with you for 5 seconds before Paul intervened. Now, remember Vicky, who walked out on her husband because he stole her whispers?
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, very much so.
We've heard from her again.
Okay, great.
And Vicky says this, I feel I need to explain the Cadbury's whisper story a little bit more. I was 6 months pregnant and working 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. as a cook. It was my husband's day off, and because he's too lazy to even make a sandwich for lunch when I'm not there, he ate all four of my whispers instead.
Oh, it makes it so much worse.
I absolutely flipped my toffee, packed a bag while suffering with morning sickness, and went to my parents. Mum said, for God's sake, Vicky, he works 60 hours a week. Let him eat whatever the hell he likes. And I was like, Mum, that's not the point. It's the principle. Dad, back me up. And Dad said, no. He agreed with Mum because he's under the thumb. They then sent me home, but don't worry, we're still together 20 years and 3 kids later.
Now, when she put this, I thought, Vicky, you do not need to justify
yourself,
love.
No, you don't need to justify.
Like, we're with you 100%. Yeah. No explanation needed.
No explanation.
He's a dickhead.
And to be honest, I wouldn't have even cared if she wasn't pregnant.
I know. Yeah, 100%.
The pregnancy, Vicky, you're saying explains it a lot for you from your side of things. Didn't matter to us, hormones or not. If that's what's happening, you got to go. You got to go.
100% bit of sympathy for that man. He's raised 3 kids and not dared touch chocolate in 20 years.
I bet he has. Rhianne Power says, least supportive diet partner is my husband. I'm 1.5 pounds away from getting my 2.5 stone award at the Yacht Fund. So I was hoping to be completely on plan until Friday. My husband came home an hour ago with afternoon tea boxes from a local creperie. They had a couple of cancellations, so they were, according to him, too good a price to leave there.
Sometimes you got no choice.
Beautiful.
Sometimes you got to do it. Well done, Rhianne. You got yourself and everybody else who's been mentioned a no shame in again sticker. Now,
oh, this is a challenge, isn't it?
Slimmer of the Week award has got to go to the birthday girl.
Why?
No. So we've all gained a pound this week.
Yeah.
And how normally works in sport, guys, if there's no clear winner, the person who had it last time retains the title.
No, absolutely not.
So I am willing to do that.
Actually, do you know what? Because I'm fairly certain, if not as an idea, that we should definitely do it next week. We should do a Slimmer of the Year. Now, I know that I will obviously get that, so that's fine. So I will take myself out of this equation for this week, because it's mine next week. So, guys, fight it out amongst yourselves.
Well, the thing is, a lot of it wasn't my fault, because it was my birthday.
2 boxes of chocolates.
Okay. Well, it's my son's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, but why are you doing all the eating?
Actually,
it's your
son
that should be eating.
You didn't make any of that stuff. Your lovely wife catered for everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, no, you didn't actually do anything.
And I gratefully ate it all.
I'm with Joe on this one.
Thank you. And I will accept the Slimmer of the Week award.
This is bullshit. Because,
I love a democracy.
Joe, you're Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you. That's it for this week. Let's move on. You can chat to us on our socials as well. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members and Tuesday on this feed. And then it is our final podcast of the year, including our year review next Thursday. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a gain.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.